This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, July 10th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, you may have seen or heard him during last year's Fayetteville Roots Festival, Joe Crookston. He's back in Fayetteville for a few days with a variety of special events at the Fayetteville Public Library, and he'll stop by the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss his song Blue Tattoo, which inspired a documentary of the same name.
And the world-renowned architect of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, Moshe Softy, pays a visit to his design to discuss this and other projects. An exhibit of his work will be on display inside his work through September. And have you ever noticed the building on the Fayetteville Square that displays the name Mrs. Young? We'll take a stroll around downtown and meet Sarah Jesse Young.
But first, several members of Arkansas's business and agricultural communities are championing a new poll they say shows two-thirds of Arkansas voters support some kind of immigration reform. The poll's release is part of a National Day of Action observed yesterday in favor of immigration reform. According to the poll, 66% of Arkansas voters are in favor of granting legal status of some kind to some immigrants living illegally in the country. The poll was conducted in 26 states by Harper Polling. Marvin Childers of the Arkansas Poultry Federation says the overwhelming number of Arkansans polled say the immigration system needs fixing.
Not only do 88% of the people think that, you know, it needs to be fixed, 83% of the folks think that it should be fixed this year. It's an immediate issue.
He made the comments during a teleconference yesterday. During the same teleconference, Randy Zook with the Arkansas Chamber of Commerce said many Arkansas businesses are unable to find enough willing candidates to do work.
The Arkansas Secretary of State's office says a proposal to make alcohol sales legal in all 75 Arkansas counties does have enough signatures to be placed in front of voters in November. Now, the Secretary of State's office will inspect the signatures to make sure enough are valid. That process is expected to take several days.
A Siloam Springs business mainstay is changing its name, effective immediately. Allen's Canned Vegetables will be known as Sager Creek Vegetable Company. Sager Creek runs through the city of Siloam Springs, where the former Allen's Canning Company had been headquartered since the 1920s. Certain products owned by the newly named company, like Popeye spinach, will remain the same.
The American Red Cross is operating an emergency shelter for families displaced by flooding in East Arkansas. The situation was worsened by additional rain that hit the area Tuesday night. This week, Governor Mike Beebe toured the area by boat and says he's waiting to hear back on his request for a federal emergency declaration.
We've got it in to the feds, so we'll just have to wait and see. They have to do assessments, and that's going on as we speak. Over and above the farmers flooding, though, what was really sad was there weren't a lot of them, but 20, 25 houses that are uninhabitable because of flooding in the Brinkley area. And you know those folks didn't have flood insurance.
Officials say it will take several days of dry weather before people can return to some areas.
That's so sad to see that kind of damage, particularly in areas where you doubt whether or not there's sufficient insurance coverage available. And you don't know what federal programs would exist because a lot of those things are based upon numbers, huge numbers. And so even though it's not a lot of folks, to the folks that are hit, it's devastating and terrible.
The declaration would cover 10 counties and allow farmers in East Arkansas to apply for emergency loans through the Farm Service Agency.
Another day, another poll released in Arkansas's United States Senate race. This poll, conducted by Impact Management Group, shows Congressman Tom Cotton with a narrow lead over incumbent Mark Pryor, 47-43%. According to the poll, 10% of respondents say they're unsure who they would vote for in November. Clint Reed, a partner at the polling firm, told thecitywire.com that the poll shows a bias toward Republican candidates in the fall.
Mercy Hospital is receiving high marks for technology. Mercy was named by the American Hospital Association as one of the most wired in the country. It is the 11th time in 16 years Mercy has earned the honor. Mercy says its commitment to analytical tools and other efforts helped it be named to the list, along with Kaiser Permanente, Mayo Clinic, and Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
A former aide to Governor Mike Beebe will serve a 7-year term on the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. At the announcement yesterday, Governor Beebe said Andrew Parker has an ideal background for serving on the panel.
A love for the outdoors, an understanding that hunting and fishing in Arkansas is a major pastime, a major educational experience, a major family experience, a major economic engine, a corollary with the tourism that is so important for our state.
Parker, who spent 3 years as the governor's liaison to the commission, said outdoor activities are extremely important for families.
Hunting and fishing aren't just recreational sports. There's something more than that, and there's something that kids all across Arkansas, no matter where they live, should have the opportunity to experience. The 600 and more people that work at the Game and Fish know this. They work daily to ensure that people of all ages and backgrounds have the opportunity to experience all the adventure that the outdoors has to offer.
Parker, who is Director of Government Affairs for the State Chamber of Commerce, replaces Commissioner Ty Patterson of Texarkana.
A forum dedicated to a proposed 1% sales tax in Alma will be held tonight. It is the first of two such public hearings in the Alma Community Building. City officials say if the tax is passed, it will not go into effect until a current 1% sales tax ends. Voters in Alma rejected a proposed 1% sales tax this spring.
A writer with a degree from the University of Arkansas is up for a major entertainment industry award. Nick Pizzolatto is nominated for an Emmy for Best Writing for a Drama Series for his work creating the HBO series True Detective. The series earned several other nominations this morning in major categories. Pizzolatto earned his Master's of Fine Arts degree at the U of A.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will play in Springfield again tonight after dropping a 4-1 decision to the Cardinals last night. The Naturals remain in first place in the Texas League North standings, a game ahead of the Arkansas Travelers.
Cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s throughout the region. There is a 30% chance of rain tonight for much of the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny and hot tomorrow, highs from 90 to 94. Tomorrow night, clear, lows in the lower 70s.